Kol ha-patur mikriyat shema is patur mitfilin. Nonetheless, katan sheyodea lishmor tefillah, if a katan before bar mitzvah is capable of caring properly for the kedushas tefillin, is aviv lokeach lo tefillin, father goes ahead and purchases tefillin kidei lechanecho b'mitzvah, to teach him. Go to Yudalit.
I'm bothered by that. But
why?
Yeah. What it's called? Order reverse.
We're back on. Yeah. That even though Lamaisa, the kid knows by the time he's 10 or 11, we still don't go out and get him his tefillin, and we don't start giving him lessons till 2-3 months before his bar mitzvah. So, if the kid is 10 years old and he's a progeny, why are we putting tefillin on him in the fourth grade?
Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Gemara that we learned probably indicates the thrust of it. If tefillin have a kedusha, and some incredible exponent of the kedushas tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, you're not going to tell me that a katan, we're going to trust with the ability to put on tefillin. That's where the minhag comes from. And then who's to say that if I will paskin the halacha that your katan is capable of doing things, who says that his katan will be able to do it? So I should start up between you and that other family, machlokas, right? That
the jealousy.
For him, I paskin that his kid has enough brains and maturity to do it by age 10. And my darling over here, he paskin, no. Sure, I know why he did it. It wasn't because my darling is any better or any worse. You should only know what my darling is like. Can't be. I can't regulate it that way. All impossible.
Right. All right.
Aloha vein morinken is the issue. Let's go to Yudalit. Chayav adam lemashmesh b'tefilav kol zman sheheim alav.
Did you finish it, Bill?
I didn't.
Oh.
Okay, okay. I didn't. Doesn't, if you want, I can learn it. Chayav adam lemashmesh b'tefilav kol zman sheheim alav. Shelo yasiach da'ato mehem, and the Rambam adds to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, afilu rega echad. Not even a moment. You know, just the way we do in shul. Shekidusha san gidola mikidusha satzitz. Shatzitz. You see, Rabin, what you don't know is that I love all Jews. I have not found a heliki yid. I don't care what he calls himself before, and I don't care where he dams, except. If he either wears a black hat or a gartel and he shuckles with a long talus, either over his head or not, and he bedafke comes to down. You see. That's my campaign. Not that I'm perfect. As a matter of fact, I'm quite imperfect in everything else. The only thing that I yearn for is just a little menuchas hanefesh that I shouldn't have to be a traffic cop at shul and worry about the scene. We should have 10 simple Jews who do nothing else but come and want to answer Omin Yehesh Me Rabba and put on tefillin. This is the way I was raised for the first 37 years of my life, almost. My father had a little shtibel, and he never heard a word of Lashon Hara. Never. Because no one ever came for that. The only thing you heard is Omin and L'chaim and Guten Morgen, I'll see you tomorrow. That was it. It's a bad sensitivity. It's an allergy that I have that you have to live with. And the allergy is as a result of this Gemara and this Rambam. The only thing is that I didn't see it in the Sefer. I saw it for 37 years of my life.
Fantastic.
10 Jews, 365 days a year, came from India. Only thing they were interested in was all up davenin, just davenin a little. Here our Mishnah, here our Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There wasn't one who was capable of learning a Rambam. Just one. There was just one, the Talmud Chacham. No. I'm talking about the Balabatim. Big Talmud Chacham. Just one. The others were interested just in being able to go through life unheroically and do what the holy book says. And there was one sour apple who once wanted to make a little bit of machlokas because he didn't like the one who got Kabbalah Shabbos. And they simply smiled at him, and they smiled him out of the shul. That's all. They told him, one block away is a young Israel. That's where you go. He said, three blocks away is another shul. That's where you can go. And they got hundreds of people who will enjoy it. And he decided to change. And he stayed till the end of his life. That was it. Let's go. Enough biography. Let's get back to halacha. She kedusha son gedola, third line, mi kedusha satzitz, she hatzitz, she hatzitz, ein bo el Hashem echad, ve'elu tfilin yesh bahem heyua, achad ve'esrim shem shel yud kei vov kei b'shel rosh, ukimotan, and exactly b'shel yad. So it's 21 and 21 is what?
42.
Bingo. Bingo. Bom. Kiminyan bom. V'dibarta?
Bom.
How can you talk when you have 42 shem kodesh inscribed on your hand and on your heart, and the Kohen Gadol only had one to be aware of Kedusha? You see. Let's take a Mishnah Berurah.
He didn't have four.
No.
When we learn that, we'll learn.
Let's take a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Berurah, and see where he develops it from. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah.
This is the case when it says Simechot Shem Shem Yudkevavke. So it's the same. Yad Rosh is the same thing.
So it's 21 here and 21 here. It's 42, but it's still Yudkevavke. If any one of those Shemos, you were to go ahead and erase, you'd be chayav. And if you erase 21 here and 21 there, right, you'd be chayav 42 times from the Chikas Hashem. It's a tough one.
Why does Shulchan Torah come after Shulchan Tefillah in the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch it's the opposite?
The Shulchan Aruch does things chronologically.
Right.
Okay? The Rambam does things topically.
What?
Topically, according to topics. Now, why he put tefillah before tefillin, I'll only give you a guess. It's one of those kind of guesses that you can go to the bank on. In the famous Perek Yud of Hilchas Tshuva of the Rambam indicates that Ahavas Hashem is the highest form of service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says there that all of Shir HaShirim is nothing more than a mushal of love between man and woman, which is to be copied, learned from, and emulated as to how man and God are to relate, human beings and God. Shir HaShirim is probably, when you learn it in its totality, is probably describing two beings, a human being and the infinite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what is called a tefillah relationship. By that I mean, if you truly understood what tefillah was to be, it is nothing more than the ultimate honeymoon with your beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kemo shekasuv, says the Rambam, ki cholas ahava ani. I am not sick, I'm just in love. This love that is being spoken about is expressed best in a state of tefillah. Now, I can't give you all the details in one shot. It'll probably take me 8 hours to give you all the details, to argue this case. If not eight, I could do it maybe in two. All right? But the ultimate, and here's the point, the ultimate state of Ahavas Hashem is tefillah. And tefillin, which is an expression of Ahava, mm-hmm, is subsidiary to that. Tzitzis is subsidiary to that. But tefillah,
Ani l'dodi v'dodi li happens to be tefillah. Okay? The Chazal indicate that this is an element of tefillah. You know, when it comes to Elul, whose theme is tshuva, tefillah, u'tzedakah, tefillah is learned from the pasuk Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, that Elul is a time for increased and heightened tefillah. Why? Because tefillah is the ultimate state of ahava that a human being can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again I come back to this fetish of mine. And that's the way we daven. You hear? That's the way we daven. Tell me one Jew who walks out of any shul, shtibel, yeshiva, synagogue, center, temple, who can say ahava. Occasionally, or for a half a fraction of a second, it may be at mealtime. You know? When the chazan bursts forth at that last Hashem Hashem, Kerachim Bechan, maybe. Why are you so silent, sir? Why do you look so depressed? Because I didn't give you any new chidushim to the answer? I'm one no Johnny, buddy. And you know that the only thing I can do is just show you the sources. Did I in some which way attempt to answer your question? Did I reach the point? Okay. Now, do I expect miracles overnight? The answer is no. It's a lifelong procedure. A person loves his mate and it's a lifelong learning experience. And that's the same way with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I sound redundant and repetitious, it's not because I don't have anything else to say. But every time you taunt me and you push me to the wall with your questions, somehow it always lands up at the same place. Now, to answer you at the Rambam, if tefillah is the ultimate experience, that's what you want before anything else. That's the Shem HaKolel. That is the generic term for love. Mm-hmm. So put it first. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed. And just another commercial. And when a person such as myself can be zoche in 30 years to see a little cluster of people who understand. You know, the yoker mitnini michra. It's worth more than all the prayers and invocations that I can give at the House of Representatives in the United States Senate. It's much easier to get to the House of Representatives in the United States Senate than it is to be able to develop the sensitivity to this. So you only worry about one person, yourself. And if you see a couple of others around you who are doing the same, you know what kind of a zchira? Those aren't brownie points, man. Those are jolly green giant points. Let's go. Hilchos Tfilin in Shulchan Aruch Zman HaNafasam. Halacha Alef Zman HaNafasam, the time for putting on Tfilin is Baboker, morning time. And the Shulchan Aruch tells you straight out, Mishe Yer'ez Chavero, when you're capable of recognizing your friend, Haragilimo, whom you kind of know, Haragilimo Ktsas, who you know casually, Berichuk Dalet Amos, and the person is 6 to 8 feet away from you, V'yachirenu, and you will still go ahead and recognize him. Now, you've got to be careful there. Haragilimo Ktsas, you know him casually. Mm-hmm. Because if I know him, like, intimately, so probably I'll recognize him from his hat, or his gait, the way he walks, or even his girth, the size. And I'll guess and probably be right that that's him. If he is not someone whom he recognizes, then the only thing you'll know about the person is that it's a human being as opposed to a chimpanzee or a baboon. That's not good enough yet. So it's somewhere in the middle, says the Shulchan Aruch, Haragilim al Kitsas, Birichuk Dalet Amos. Let's leave the Mishnah Berurah for a second and let's go on. Asur la'aniach tefillin balayla. Why? Shema, Isser, for putting on tefillin at night,
is because of a fear that we have. Shema yishkachem, you'll forget about them, v'yishan b'hem, and you'll fall asleep with them. So you say to me, how is it incredibly possible that you fall asleep? Did any one of you ever fall asleep in your clothes? I do it very often. How is it I forget to get undressed? Simple.
Does that necessarily imply to put them on for the first
time? Yeah, no question about it. And, wait a minute, and by extension, since he gives you the rules, Shema Yishkachem V'Yishan Bahem, I want them off before Laila, like the Rambam said, just like the Rambam. Im Hinicham Kodem Shetishkachama, if we put it on before Shkia V'Chashcha Alav, and day has already finished, it's dark, Afidu Heimalav Kol Halaila, however, is Mutan. Theoretically, even if they're on you all night, it's mutar, you're allowed to have it, but ain't morin came. But to put them on at night, yes or no?
Same discussion?
Yeah.
In fact, even worse. If you don't put it on at night, okay, you're realizing you're putting it on and it's close to when I'm going to go to sleep, I'm going to be more careful. But I had it on all day long and the night.
So wait for the machlokes haposkim in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? Ve'im lo chalatz tfilin mi sheshakeah hachama. If you didn't take it off at Shakia, why? Mipnei shelo haya la makom l'shamra. You had no place to keep that. Ve'nimtze'u alav kedei l'shamran, and they were on you in order to protect them, is mutar. You're allowed to keep them on at night, and in this case, morin kain. You tell everyone that this can be done that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Halacha gimel again. Let's just learn pshat. You wanted to leave quite early. An aside in your honor, you see here that hashkama means earlier than what is normal. You see, the normal time is 9 o'clock, and you come 7:30. You want to daven, so you rightfully call it hashkama meaning. It's earlier than what the norm is. Whatever early that is, that's it. You wanted to get out earlier than is usual. Is manicham, you put them on, and I'm telling you that this hashkama is before alos hashachar. It's pitch black outside. And before alos hashachar is a category of what? Of Laila. Of Laila. You get up.
We're talking like hashkama, but...
Well, hold on, man. I'm slow. You guys are always ahead of me. Is manichan? You put them on. Next page. Kshiyagiyaz manan. When the proper time comes to say a bracha, is yimashmesh b'hem? You touch them. V'yivarech, and you go ahead and say a bracha. Deleka lemechash, because here, when you put them on at night, there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. Leka lemechash, shema yishan b'hem, that you're going to go to sleep with them, because you're getting up to make the plane. So you're not going to sleep, you're first getting up, even though it's night. It's kevan shehishkin v'yatzal aderech. You already have to get up early, and you've got to get going. I'm not worried about the shema yishan b'hem. It just doesn't work here. Which brings us back to this idea of whether tefillin are truly what? A mitzvah saseh shas madlamah. Theoretically, it can be on at night. The problem is not the night. The problem is what? The shena, the sleeping. The problem is the sleeping.
So if we get that,
why?
We're making a bracha.
Hold on.
We're making the bracha right.
Hold on.
If it weren't a problem.
Yeah, if Jonah was a mitzvah at night, you make a bracha at night. Yeah, the bracha is mamash during the day. It says that Ikra time for tefillin is during the day.
Yep.
Okay. What they're saying is that for convenience, if it's really for convenience, you can wear it at night. You say, if you get up and you have to be gone, and you have to go to work, you have to make a plane, you can put them on at night, but you haven't done the mitzvah yet, you haven't done a bracha on it yet. Okay? And it's a convenience for you. You don't have a place to keep them, whatever. It's a convenience for you to put them on.
Good. You're saying good.
Not only that, but
saying good.
The fact that you cannot make a bracha at night, even though it's not Zman Sheno. You're not going to sleep. You get up, you're just getting up now. But you still, so it's for sure you're not going to sleep, right? because you're getting up now. But you still cannot make a brocha. That shows you that there's nothing to do with Shaino here. It has to do with Lilo. That you cannot make a brocha of Balilo.
At this level, it sounds good. Whether I'll decide to complicate you with another thing, then we'll see. I don't know. It depends on what my mood is on.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did the Vilna Gaon do if he didn't sleep at night?
That's not all the time. Problem.
But night also, you haven't slept at night?
Yeah, probably. I'll look.
You know, Rabbi Wasserman, you know there's a Rav Rosh Hashiva in Arzisol that was for an old age.
Yeah, of Rav Steinberg, the Matzah stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
He was for an old age.
Sure.
But at night he takes it off.
I would hope so. Because we said what? Halacha, but Ein Morin came. I mean, it may be the halacha to keep it on at night, but Ein Morin came. We don't do it publicly. We'll see. I don't know, I'll check on the Vilna Gaon. I'll see what's wrong. Let's go further. Halacha Dalet. Haya Baba Derech, nothing new in this halacha, quoting straight out from the Rambam. Haya baba derech utfilin berosho v'shake'a alav chama o shehaya yoshe beveis ha-medrash utfilin berosho v'kodash alav hayom, the yom became kodosh Shabbos or Yom Tov is yaniach yado aleihem, cover them up with your hand ad sheyagi ala bayis on v'im yesh bayis karov l'choma. If there is a bias that is close to the city entrance, shem mishtamrim sham, where they can be kept and safely kept, is cholitzam umanicham sham. Take them off at that house. Don't wait till you get through the city umanicham sham and put them there. Same, identical to the Rambam. I hear what you're saying.
I have a question.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
If you're in a certain situation, you can't. Mishtamesh b'tefillin. You can't pay attention to the tefillin. Can you wear them?
What's that?
You're going to be busy with something, you know, you're not going to be able to think about the tefillin.
This is precisely why, starting in 200 years ago, Baalei Halacha refused to have them on all day and started to say, let's keep them only on for davening. Which creates more pain and anguish for me when you look at the genesis of tefillin and see how it has developed in terms of wearing them and how we cut them out, the 45 minutes that we have to go on.
I had just the exact opposite of mine.
Yeah, don't I know?
Medrash,
yeah,
and the guy is wearing still in the base medrash. When you're in a basement, when you're studying Torah and Talmud Torah, your mind is concentrated on the argument of the Gemara and whatever's going on, and you're not thinking about filling the time. Okay, the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? It may be good reason for it.
But the Talmud Torah can make it cooler.
Right, okay, he's allowed to do, but he's not thinking of his filling, so take him off of that time.
And the Rambam just
but what is the thought behind the filling?
Is it addressed for
yes, if you're learning halacha, is that taking your mind off the tefillin?
No,
or
not if you understand
the mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of the tefillin.
No, not if you understand the kavana that's intended behind wearing tefillin.
What is the kavana? When you're paying attention to it.
No. What does the Shema say?
I
need a text.
No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finish this.
V'dibatabam
b'shiftecha
b'risa. That's the words of the Shema.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do we learn bum to mean? What do we learn bum to mean? Divrei Torah.
Right.
Divrei Torah. And here you're v'dibatabam. You're sitting here talking about it. So you're being mekayim exactly what the Shema is all about. Every single minute.
So if you're doing it already, you really you're fulfilling the mitzvah literally. What's in those buttons? So what do you mean?
As a zecher, as an oath, as a zikaron. V'hoyol zikaron b'neinecha, to remind you that in the ideal state, 24 hours a day, every moment that you breathe, you should be sitting in the base medrash. In the ideal state. Yeah.
Yeah, we're running, we're running.
What about it?
Why not? You mean to put them on a second time?
at least, you know, if you're not going to wear it all day long because you don't have the kavana all day long, then the mitzvah is still day. At least you're putting back on by mitzvah.
There's several answers. I'm going to give you.
You want Tisha B'Av?
I understand. Tisha B'Av, you do something else because you don't do it in the morning. Yeah. And Svaradim Tahorim, not only on Tisha B'Av, but on every Ta'anis. Don't put on during Shacharis, they put on during every time. I don't care what it is, you put it on at Mincha time. So that you can see, even until today, Sfaradim Tahorim, walking in a shul, particularly, in, you know, where we have this entire Kibbutz Goliath, this blend of societies, you can see it very easily in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, in any metropolis, where there someone walks in, puts on to Mincha. You can also see it. Lubavitch will insist on two pair of tefillin, the regular Rashi's and the Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't get around to putting it on in the morning. They'll already go ahead and put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin at Mincha time. And
say Shema again?
Well, whatever, whichever they hold, you know. But certainly they'll say the Shema. Yeah, because it's, you know, he who reads Shema without tefillin is like reading a one-dimensional Shema, because in Shema it says "Kshaltam lo sayyidekon." This is the Gemara in Brachos. No two ways about it. But sometimes if they cannot get to it, they are terribly overworked. They will put it on at Mincha time. However, that doesn't answer the question, why not at Mincha? Why not at Mincha? I'll give you a practical answer. And the practical answer is that you get up in the morning, you wash, you dress, you still haven't dirtied yourself in the marketplace of work. And then you put on tefillin. You work a whole day, you are filthy, you are sweaty, you are dirty, your hands are stained, your clothing is stained. Probably you don't want to put on tefillin. In other words, it is a better chance to be shomer al kedushas tefillin if I put it on the first thing in the morning when I am still fresh before I go out. And don't say to me that if you're a truck driver, you're going to put on your dirty clothes right to begin with. I know that. I hear. But from the exception, I don't. Okay? But you are far more disheveled in mincha time than you are during the daytime. The reason that I use this approach is that in discussing all kinds of other halachas in Hilchos Tefillah, we make accommodations for how we have to adjust the rules, the prerequisites of Tefillah when you're in the marketplace, when you're on top of a tree picking apples, and so on and so forth. We adjust it. I'm not ready to sacrifice the Kiddushas Tefillin just because I want you to put it on during, during Mincha. And therefore I'll leave it for the first couple of minutes during the day. Let's finish off the simon. We didn't touch any of the Mishnah Brura. Well, that's good, because if we'll continue next time with a little more Gemara, then the Mishnah Brura will fall into place. Hey, Yesh Misha Omer, that She'im Ispalel Tfilas Arvis Mi Be'od Yom, that if you were to daven Maariv when it is still light, according to the Shita that says that as soon as you finish Mincha, you can go ahead and daven Maariv. Like, let's say, like we do, I'm not saying that this is the case here, like we do on the long Shabbos, the long days, Friday night, we finish davening Maariv. It's still daytime. You can do it, as you have learned before, on any normal day. Because nonetheless, Ad Shelo Hiniach Tefillin, if he didn't at that time put on tefillin that day, even though it is still daytime and everyone sees that the zman is yom, nonetheless, shelo lahaniach tefillin is ein lo lahaniachah machaka. Even though you've got maariv and it is broad daylight, nonetheless, you should go ahead and not put on tefillin. Va'afilu od hayom gadol kodem shkia, even though it is entirely light. And we'll have to see what the story is.
Begin with Yesh Misha Omer.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll see what
We'll see what the machlokes haposkim is.
So when he's not sure, he'll put that in, but he won't tell you where he stands in the machaber.
No, we have rules for yesh mishol now.
And the whole scheme on lamed is no, there's no the ramor. The ramor is
no machlokes. Absolutely no machlokes.
What do you mean rule?
There are rules of, you know, there are times when he will quote two opinions. Which one does he hold by? And when he says the yesh misha omer, so that may not be the halacha, but nonetheless he holds that it is important to listen to it. That you can shoot it down.
You mean rules for understanding the mechaber?
Klalei haposkim.
Sure.
The same rules for understanding that you asked me the brisa, whom the pasuk according to. We have a list for all of these things. The same sefer that I've mentioned.
How do we learn Halicha Shalom? We open it up on page 1 and go through it?
No, not necessarily. As you need it. As you need it. It's there. Okay? Now, I'd like to stop here. Even though it's kind of short.
We'll open it up.